Thank you, Gabriel. As always, you set us off on the right foot during all our sessions, and we are most grateful. Thank you. Now, let's get started with a little short review of what you received so far this year. 2017 was a big year of change for all of us. It was not only a year of change, but a year of opportunities for transformation. We are just going to touch on a couple of key points that were significant in our transformational process. Now, number one was the opening of our Sacred Heart to a more refined level. We created a crucible of a white star tetrahedron to hold the love and wisdom of our Sacred Heart. Secondly, we revisited the value of an activated Merkaba field and spinning it at 100% the speed of light. Thirdly, we did the retrieval of the fifth dimensional light templates of love and unity from the time locks in the crystalline grid, and those were put in play through our embodiment of these templates. This helped us tremendously when we were shown the many ways in which we could use the templates of love and unity in our daily lives. Fourth, we worked with the magnetics of the sixth dimensional light template, so we had a fuller realization that we continuously draw from the love and light of Source through the tenth ray of creation. Fifth, the new magnetics that are now available to us enhance our ability to use the tenth ray of creation, which is much more proficient. Sixth, we created further unity within the mental-emotional body. We applied the fifth dimensional templates of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation and used the replacement triangles and tetrahedrons. And then seventh, when we learned more about the seventh dimensional template, we began to see ourselves as pure creators. We can now start to draw from the beginning consciousness of the seventh dimension. Now, these are only a few of what humanity was gifted with energetically to help us all transform our consciousness and navigate in this world in a state of fifth dimension. And I'm sure you could all think of some other key points that you personally received. Now, Joan also has some highlights that she'd like to share with you.
Well, I can think of some major upgrades in my awareness that came during this last year. We activated our personal Merkaba field and then added the complete energetics of the Merkaba field by adding the other two star tetrahedrons and spinning them on the same axis as our personal tetrahedron. When we merged our two personal tetrahedrons and created our personal star tetrahedron, this created unity in our personal field that we have not had since the fall of consciousness. The second star tetrahedron of the Merkaba field increased our awareness and our consciousness to a new level and brought in a larger functioning of love and the love element. The third star tetrahedron of the Merkaba field increased the frequencies of light that could be held consistently within our energetic field. It established a greater unity within the entire personal system and unified it with Source energy. A complete understanding of the significance of the Flower of Life was then given. The Flower of Life geometry and fuller teaching was so impactful that it changed our consciousness. You could now know yourself within the unity consciousness of Source energy. You could see it because it was expressed in a geometry, and the energy of that geometry was very palatable. I don't know about you, but I hadn't paid attention to the energy emanating from that geometry. I had seen it, you know, for years and just didn't connect the dots. I think it it takes a state of consciousness to fully know what is being transmitted through that beautiful geometry. We were swept into a knowing where we had no doubt that we were created perfectly from source light. This was precisely replicated when the human body was created in the womb. You consciously knew that you were the physical expression of the divine. That, to me, was, when I watched that little video on YouTube, it was just such a beautiful state of awareness. It's hard to determine what specific teaching or event was most impactful, because they all seem to have a great impact. All of the teachings were life-changing this year, because they were so precise and guided by the collective consciousness. All I can say that as the teachings progressed in a perfect flow, it changed all of us tremendously. And we are so grateful.
Thanks, Joan. That was very nice and obviously brought up a lot of extra information. Thank you. Now, this is a time of reflection, but most importantly, it is a time to gather all of our gifts, consciously acknowledge them, and use them in our daily life. We urge you to write down some of the beautiful things that you have received in this past transformational year. Please write down the changes that you have made as well, because these new energetics, I am sure you have been amazed by. So now, let's please take another deep breath and center yourself in your sacred heart, combining that with assisting Joan and bringing forth Lord Melchizedek and the Lords of Light to guide us.